Well, let's get some reaction to the Huddersfield Town fixtures released this morning. Town, of course, now a Premier League team. Let's speak with a Town fan, Adam Girelli, joins us now. Adam, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you doing?
Yeah, not bad, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. After reading that especially as well, it's just feels real now, doesn't it?
Yeah, there is an air of definite reality to it. Of course, for you, you're based down in London and the first game is at Selhurst Park away at Crystal Palace. I imagine you were quite happy when you saw that.
Yeah, well, depending on how easy or hard it's going to be to actually get tickets to it, but I could actually walk to Selhurst Park from where I live, so that would be quite nice rather than, you know, I'm going to have to be getting the megabus up to Huddersfield quite a lot this year, which I'm just kind of like, that's fine, you know, it's a sacrifice we make, but yeah, having to live in London. But yeah, any London games, I'm always trying to get to see Town whenever we play in London.
Now, the games that really jumped out at me, I mean, there's a couple of tough runs within this set of fixtures, but if you look first of all at the games at the end of November, we're at home to Man City, then away to Arsenal, then an away trip to Everton, then it's home to Brighton, then home to Chelsea. If by kind of the Christmas point or before then, if we're already in a bit of a tough run, that then when you start against Man City, that then is just a rock hard set of fixtures.
Yeah, I know. It really is, isn't it? Yeah, the running towards the end were the two ones that jumped at me and thought, But then again, I thought, well, you know, no limits is what they say, and I thought, six-pointer at the end of the season, you know, we'll win the title against Man City, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, over November, December, it's tough. But it's the cliche, but they're all going to be tough games, aren't they? You know, especially in this league. The weird thing is that the opening three games, I thought, I'm less daunted by those three than I was this time last year, when we had Brentford, Newcastle, Villa. I think this time we've got Palace, Newcastle, and I think, is it Swansea? I haven't got them in front of me.
Southampton's the other one.
Southampton, yeah. I'm just a bit. I don't seem daunted. There's some kind of, I don't know if it's blind faith, but because of what's happened this season, last season, I just can't wait. I can't wait for it to get going.
In terms of, just away from the fixtures, the latest transfer rumours, and these are just rumours at this point, as I'm sure you know, Adam, but there's this talk yesterday of Tom Ince of Derby on loan as a winger. There's been talk of other players coming in, Fernando Forestieri and things from Wednesday. What have you made of those, and have any of them made you think, yeah, I won't mind them at my team?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to get too caught up in it because, like you say, they are just rumours. And until anything's kind of set in stone, I don't really think about it too much. But Tom Ince, good player. Fernando Forestieri, good player. I mean, it'd be funny if he came to our club after what happened in you know, the semi-final against Sheffield Wednesday. But, and also there were rumours about Chris Wood as well, which I think have been shot down. But I'm not sure. We just need a goal scorer. I mean, we need a few, but a few different positions, but we need a goal scorer. But we also need to make sure that we keep the four loan players. Try and keep the four loan players that helped us get to the Premier League. Because Aaron Moy for me is the best player I've ever seen in Huddersfield Town shirt. I'm only 29, so I don't remember some of the old greats. But for me, he should be number one priority. So I'll be at my happiest if we sign Aaron Moy rather than any other player, apart from Lionel Messi. But do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. I think we should try and keep the close-knit unity that the team had to get to the Premier League. But again, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting to be linked with these kind of names. It's such a shock still to be linked with players that you think, wow, you know, they are top players. Possibly top-end championship, but I think that's where we're going to be looking, because people go, oh, you've won all this money, you know, the media go mad with it, you've won all this money. We haven't won it yet. You know, it comes over a period of a few seasons, and there's only so much you can do in your first season up in the Premier League. You don't want to spend and cash in all your chips, because, I mean, look what's happened to Blackburn. You know, look what happened to Bolton. I know they're back into the championship now, but you know, teams like this that kind of capitulate by just spend. You've got to be sensible with it. But at the same time, you know, I'm still giddy. I'm still checking my phone far more than I should be, you know, to see what rumours are going. So I am a sucker for it, but until anything's set in stone, I don't have a kind of valid opinion and I can really have a good think about it. It's all kind of speculation at the moment.
For me, Adam, I think the best thing about all this is it's really allowing us to dream, both in the kind of players that might be coming to town, but also in the fact that we could have that run in and it could be that, well, who knows where we are in the Premier League by that last four games.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's just fantastic to be able to dream and to say we are a Premier League club. Like, there's little things that I'm excited about, like, you know, I like to buy FIFA every year. It's one of the only PlayStation games that I actually play. And, like, the football stickers from when we were kids, and I'm like, yeah, you know what, I'm going to collect football stickers again. And stuff like that. And and that, with the fact that, you know, these players are being linked, and who knows where Huddersfield Town are going to go, because everyone is, and was looking at my Sky Bet last night just to see what specials there were. So 99% of them are Huddersfield to be relegated. And you can understand that. You can totally understand that. If you don't know anything about Huddersfield Town, if you didn't see how we played last season, if you don't know anything about David Wagner, you're going to think that, but that works in our favour. It worked in our favour in the Championship. I think it's going to work in the Premier League. I think a top-half finish isn't out of the realms of possibility, to be honest. You never know. You really never know. I mean, Wagner's a magician. And, you know, what he's done on a shoestring budget is absolutely fantastic. I mean, Wembley is the greatest day of my life. You know, it's just the culmination of this incredible season that I just thought, hang on, is it... How's it going to happen? You know, how's it going to end? I never wanted the season to end, but obviously when that Schindler penalty went in, it was just a case of, wow, you know, we are in the Premier League, and with Wagner at the helm and, you know, Dean Hoyle as owner, there are no limits. It sounds cliche, it sounds like a soundbite, but there really are no limits. I'm just excited to see us go up against the best teams in the world.
Adam, I've still got a beaming grin on my face just hearing you talk about the Christopher Schindler penalty. I think that's where we should leave it. It's been really brilliant to get you on the show, though. Adam, a Town fan based down in London. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, mate. And up the Town. Let's have a good season.